Okay, so you're talking about resonance and empathy, right?
Yes.
That is true in terms of our human level interaction. See,
right.
Empathy, sympathy, these are all mental states and emotional states.
Right.
So we'll have them for some, we'll not have them for others.
That, right.
But karuna is different. Karuna is divine emotion. See, Bhagwan Ram ke jo aankh mein wo karuna hai. That's the difference. He had the same karuna for everybody, including Ravan. You know, karuna is what? Karuna and daya are also different. See, daya is like you have compassion for others, you wish good for others, you feel the suffering of others. That, those are our human level. But see, this human level experience is just a limited experience. That is not the fullness of it. When we have karuna, karuna is a divine compassion. So that is for all in the sansar. You know, because they're within the three gunas of maya. This is what we were saying. Doesn't matter who it is. It could be anybody. If you're sitting, let's say, with a billionaire person, or you're sitting with somebody who is like a total criminal, and you're sitting with some great saint, and you're sitting with who, yes, there are differences among them all. No doubt, there are differences among them all. But when you're in a state of karuna, there's no division with anybody. There is divine love. Divya Prem. Now, you might wonder, what is that? I mean, what is that divine love? That is where our emotion is not within the realm of sattvagun, rajagun, or tamogun. It's not even within the realm of sattvagun. You know, sattvagun, you see, we have good emotion, good quality emotion towards people who are, I mean, it's like sattvic activity, all good quality activity. Okay, fine. But it's even beyond that. Now, how to explain that exactly? It's an emotion that has no divisiveness in it. See?
So what I feel is that if you are feeling some karuna for somebody, there is no negative energy there.
Of course not. Never.
So that is in a sense that you should not feel sorry. Karuna means you should not feel sorry for somebody.
Right. Right. Because see, it's not a question. Exactly. When you start feeling sorry for others, then you are getting drawn into their problem emotionally, and you're draining your power also. You know, because you feel the hurt.
Our actions don't, if you are not feeling empathetic towards other, the action won't be there at a human level.
Yes, exactly. So the action can be very sattvic. I mean, as far as the action goes, the action is beneficial for others. But from inside, Your emotion. Excuse me. Hold on one second. Let me hit mute on that. Just a second here. From inside, your action is. I'm sorry. From inside, your emotion is has no ego behind it. Sattvic ego, rajasic, or
egoless. That is fine.
But even sattvic ego bhi nahi hai usme. Sattvic ahankar is what, you know, that. Okay, let's say Sachin does some really good seva somewhere, right? So it's whatever. So some good things I'm doing for the world. But then the activity is beneficial for the world. Okay. But then the thought wave comes inside of me. Oh, I did this good thing. Immediately you're in maya.
No, I'm not talking that thing at all. If somebody is suffering mentally and all those things, and then you resonate with them, then you, how... I know we deplete our own energy also because you consume their problem also.
Yes.
But without, if you try to tell them something, then it will come across as a very cold person.
Oh, no, yes, no, that won't happen like this. See, when you are in that pure emotion of love, then whatever needs to be said at that time, that understanding will come to you. You know, you have to decide how much to interact, what to say. Those are all practical decisions you have to make. This is just about your own inner evolution. As long as you're speaking from evolved state, then whatever needs to be done practically, you will do that at that point. You see, I mean,
so it's good to know, because you know what, so much things like I lost my husband. Oh, sorry. I lost my brother.
Yes.
And my sister-in-law's mother is in ICU now. She
right.
lost her husband, now her mother is in ICU, one after the other.
Right, sure.
So, I empathize with her, but you know, then you feel when is it going to end? What so much of like dukkha, like sukha dukkha comes in wave and all those things.
Yes, yeah, but the fact,
nothing is permanent,
but the fact is, millions of people are dying every second.
Right. That is true, but when it hits you directly, you don't think like that.
No, but that's the difference. That's the difference between human level and divine level.
Nice.
How would Adi Shankaracharya ji interact with the same people you are interacting with? Consider yourself as Shankaracharya. Consider yourself as the Brahman. Consider yourself as the great Acharyas. What will happen then? How would they deal with it? See, this is where we bring the guru inside. If you can do this today, Deviji, you can do this today. You take these verses and teachings are one thing. Bring Shankaracharya, you know, ask that great saint inside to look through your eyes. Ask God to look through. How would Bhagwan Ram see the situation? See, what we are doing, we're keeping God out there. Scriptures out there. Bring it inside. In Vachanamrita, Bhagwan Swaminarayan said, ke santana akma bhagwan rehne juye che. Meaning what? That God is sitting inside the enlightened sage and seeing through the eyes, hearing through the ears, touching through the senses, you know, like this. Bring it inside. You will see the magic that happens.
Sure.
Do that today. Do it. Don't delay. Do it today.
Yeah, I have to do it. Consuming a lot of my energy.
Yes, it's unnecessary, right? So you bring it inside, and then do your sadhana also, and everything will begin to resonate nicely.
Nice.
All right, okay, I gotta get going. All right, okay.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.